Chapstick.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've got about 98% of our precincts reporting tonight. The Colorado Republican Party is prepared to announce that Rick Santorum has won Colorado's Republican preference poll. With about 40% of the vote, we're getting the final numbers in just now. Rick Santorum has exceeded expectations and wins Colorado's caucus call vote tonight.
Vote tonight. That's the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, Ryan Call, with the official word that Rick Santorum has won in Colorado. What do you make of that? 800-510-8255, the comment line, which is open and available for your input as you see fit. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the hot hits in talk radio as we work our way through the midweek. It is pretty interesting to see how all of this stuff is shaping up. Made it a clean sweep for Santorum. He won the caucus in Minnesota and the primary in Missouri, and he said he was going to do well. So that's there's a shakeout going on here for sure, and the shakeout is maybe Gingrich on a call it a day. What do you think? 800-510-8255. A GOP race, that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A lot of people are getting tired of this because it seems to be on the back and forth like a pendulum, but it is interesting. The results from the contests in Missouri, Rick Santorum won with 55%. Mitt Romney was second with 25%. Ron Paul was third with 12%. Newt Gingrich wasn't on the ballot. In Minnesota, Rick Santorum was first with 45%. Ron Paul was second with 27%. Mitt Romney was third with 17%. Newt Gingrich fourth with 11%. And in Colorado, as we heard, Santorum first, he had 40% of the votes cast. Romney was second with 35%. Gingrich was third with 13%. And Ron Paul was fourth with 12%. Now we move to Maine. That'll hold a caucus this Saturday. And Romney is the favorite to win there. Santorum talked about the similarities between President Obama and Mitt Romney.
Your votes today were not just heard loud and wide across the state of Missouri and Minnesota, but they were heard loud and louder all across this country. And particularly in a place that I suspect, maybe in Massachusetts, they were heard particularly loud tonight. Tonight was not just a victory for us, but tonight was a victory for the voices of our party, conservatives and Tea Party people, who are out there every single day in the vineyards building the conservative movement in this country, building the base of the Republican Party, and building a voice for freedom in this land. Thank you. There's probably another person who maybe is listening to your cheers here tonight also. And that might be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You better start listening to the voice of the people. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if he isn't listening. Why would you think he would be listening now? Has he ever listened to the voice of America before? No, why? Because he thinks he knows better. He thinks he's smarter than you. He thinks he's someone who is a privileged person who should be able to rule over all of you. But we have a different message for him. He's someone who, well, let's just go look at the record. If you look at when it came to the Wall Street bailouts, did the President of the United States listen to you when it came to bailing out the big banks?
No.
Why? Because he thought he just knew better. He and his friends on Wall Street knew better than what was good for this country. When it came to the problems that were being confronted on Obamacare, when the health care system in this country, did President Obama, when he was pushing forward his radical health care ideas, listen to the American people? Why? Because he thinks he knows better how to run your lives and manage your health care. When it comes to the environment, did the President of the United States listen to the American people? Or did he push a radical cap-and-trade agenda that would crush the energy and manufacturing sector of the economy? Did he listen to you?
No,
because he thinks he knows better. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a president who listens to the American people. When the majority of Americans oppose these radical ideas and they speak loudly against them, we need a president who listens to them. Here's the problem. The problem is, in this Republican field, you have been listening. Tonight, the voters of America, the voters here in Missouri, the voters in Minnesota, and I'm hopeful the voters in Colorado, right? I hope you have been listening to our message. Because if you listened to our message and you found out that on those issues, health care, the environment, cap and trade, and on the Wall Street bailouts, Mitt Romney has the same positions as Barack Obama. And in fact, would not be the best person to come up and fight for your voices for freedom in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't stand here to claim to be the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. I stand here to be the conservative alternative to Barack Obama.
Okay, so there's Rick Santorum, who talks about his goal, defeating the president. So that's a step in the right direction. You feeling good about this? If you're a Santorum supporter, you probably are. Long way to Tipperary. Destination 2012 is what we're talking about. The ticket, the list of people, Romney says he's moving ahead to Arizona, Michigan. We'll hear from him. We'll hear from all of the candidates, and then we'll have some talk radio, talk television hosts, because that's what we do here, bring you as many of those as we can with different opinions so that you can sort of formulate yours. If you've got your opinion made already, you can share it. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.shop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.shop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
800-510-8255. Well, I guess the Santorum ticket, the group, say, Hope lives there. His clean sweep has jolted the Republican primary race. In Missouri, he got 138,957 votes. In Minnesota, he got 21,420 votes. Colorado, he got 26,321 votes, 40% there, 45% in Minnesota, 55% in Missouri. Romney got 25% in Missouri. He got 17% in Minnesota and 35% in Colorado. So does this open things up? Here's Romney talking about his goal.
We're going to take our message of liberty and prosperity to every corner of the country. And when this primary season is over, we're going to stand united as a party behind our nominee to defeat Barack Obama and to restore the values that have made America the greatest nation in the history of the earth. Now, 3 years ago, you may remember Barack Obama came to Colorado to accept his party's nomination for the presidency. And he rented out a huge stadium. He got some of those styrofoam Greek columns, remember that? And he had two giant TV screens that set the mood. And on that big stage here in Denver, he made some even bigger promises. He said that the Democrats had a different measure of what constitutes progress. And then he went on to define it. He said, look, under his definition, progress would be measured by how many people can find a job that pays a mortgage. That was his definition. Now, what's happened? More Americans have lost their jobs during President Obama's term than during any other president in modern history. And more Americans have lost their homes during President Obama's term than during any other in modern history. Under his own definition, President Obama has failed. We will succeed. In that same speech, he went on defining progress. He went on and he said progress would be determined by, again, quote, whether the average American family saw its income go up instead of down. And during the last 4 years, the median income in this country has fallen by about 10%. Again, by his own definition, President Obama has failed. We will succeed. Candidate Obama went on to say that we could measure progress by determining whether someone with a good idea can take a risk and start a business. Have you seen what's happened to small business in this country during President Obama's term? There were almost 100,000 fewer new business startups this last year than there were during the years before President Obama came to office. So by his own definition, President Obama has failed and we will succeed. One more promise. Candidate Obama said that we could see progress in an economy that honors the dignity of work. Now, under President Obama, the average duration of unemployment has more than doubled. And there are some 14 million more people on food stamps today than when he took office. Again, by President Obama's own definition, he has failed, and we will succeed. Now, this week you heard President Obama on TV said that he deserves a second term because, and I quote, we've made progress. No, Mr. President. Under the definition of progress you made right here 4 years ago in Denver, you have not made progress. 3 years ago, President Obama, just after his inauguration, said that if he couldn't turn this economy around in 3 years, he'd be looking at a one-term proposition. And we are here to collect. We're going to take back the White House.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. We've heard from the two of them. We'll hear from Ron Paul in a moment. And then Newt Gingrich and then some talk hosts and you at 800-510-TALK. 21 after on the countdown.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. the number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production, is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, we are. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along for this recount of the candidacies of the various Republicans who are still in the race. Mr. Santorum, Mr. Romney, and Mr. Paul. You look at the people who are still there. Let's see here. Romney, Santorum, Gingrich, Paul, and President Obama. Those are the faces. Here's the conversation Ron Paul had about his economic and foreign policies.
I've been involved for a long time, but it's been these last several years, especially since the last campaign 4 years ago. The world has changed dramatically, and our views are not only being accepted, they're being sought after, because for so long, people have said, as long as we're rich, and as long as we can borrow money, as long as we can print money, and people will take care of us, and we won't have to worry. But guess what happened 4 years ago? All of a sudden, actually, the bankruptcy was declared. And this is the reason why the economy is in bad shape. The world economy is in bad shape. Everybody thinks we're going to bail them out, and they think the dollar is going to bail them out. And most Americans are saying, there's no way you can do it. There's no way you can keep the entitlement system and a debt rising at over $1 trillion a year. We have to challenge the entitlement system and the foreign policy that gives us these perpetual wars. The biggest problem we've had is convincing people who are in office that they're spending too much in Washington. Today, the American people are way ahead of the people in Washington. And quite frankly, I think it's important to know that there's only one candidate and only one campaign that offers real cuts. And in the first year of the new presidency, there'll be a $1 trillion cut from the budget. Every once in a while, people tell me, they said, Ron, you could do a lot better if you would just change your tune on this foreign policy stuff. But guess what? It's the foreign policy that has built our campaign. Some people think foreign policy is separate from economic policy. But what usually happens, and it's been known in most recent history, is foreign policy is the economic policy. Fortunately, we never had to fight the Soviets. Of course, I was very much aware of the fight with the Soviets in the Cold War, having been in the military in the 60s. But lo and behold, the Soviets self-destructed because they expanded themselves too far around the world and they went bankrupt. And fortunately, we didn't have to fight them. And we, unfortunately, are facing the same problem. We have extended ourselves too far around the world. We've gotten involved in these wars that are unconstitutional. They've never been declared. We don't know why we're there. We don't know when they're over. So the most important thing a new president could do is bring our troops home. And it would save a lot of money. We don't need to pay for all this money to keep troops all around the world, 130 countries, 900 bases. But also, just think, bringing all the troops home rather rapidly, they would be spending their money here at home and not in Germany and Japan and South Korea. Give a tremendous boost to the economy. But, you know, under wartime conditions, people generally get more careless about their civil liberties. And that is what's happened in this country. We have permitted our government to undermine our civil liberties all in the name of safety and security. But we were told at the founding of this country that you should never sacrifice your liberties for safety or security, because you'll end up with neither. This is the reason I have come to the conviction you never have to sacrifice your liberty if you want to be safe. Never. But we now are living in an age where civil liberties are poorly protected. We have a Patriot Act that has canceled out the Fourth Amendment. We have had a bill. We have a bill, the National Defense Authorization Act, which now permits the arrest of American citizens by the military without a trial and put in prison indefinitely. That is not part of what America is all about, and those laws have to be repealed if we want to live in a true republic.
There he is, Ron Paul, 800-510-8255, pretty upbeat, strong second place in Minnesota, and he says it will continue. Will he have your support, your help? Well, you'll be thinking about that, I'm sure. A lot of people changing their mind here and there. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Top 10 this week, the top of the heap will be the GOP race and the fact that Rick Santorum has won three of these. There, one, two, three, all of them went to him in the win column. And you can be sure a lot of people will be talking about this today on issue-oriented talk radio and talk television. Santorum wins in Minnesota. Santorum wins in Colorado. I thought those two were very interesting, frankly. Given the makeup of these states, I thought that he did what he said he was going to do. And you can't beat that, right? 800-510-8255. So here's Newt Gingrich, who didn't place really at all. He didn't make a speech last night, but he did make a brief appearance with Wolf Blitzer on CNN.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You've basically given up on these three important battleground states. Is that right?
No, I haven't given up on them. We were in Colorado yesterday, and we were in Minnesota last night. We had a huge crowd in Minnesota. Over 700 people showed up. We gave an energy speech at the College of Mines in Golden, Colorado yesterday, and also at a town hall meeting and a rally. But I think we're looking forward to Ohio, which is where I am now, which has started early voting. Arizona, which has begun early voting. Tennessee starts next week with early voting. So, I mean, we're trying to look at the whole country at the same time. I stayed in Florida and fought it out. Senator Santorum decided to go to other states. So in each of these campaigns is they're making its own decisions about what to do, right? But we're having a great time here in Ohio, and we, I think, have a very real chance of winning Ohio. So it's very exciting to be here.
So everything you're saying is you're not going anywhere. You're staying in this contest as long as it takes. You have no intention, no matter what happens tonight or in Arizona, Michigan, Super Tuesday, you're in this race.
We're in the race all the way. I just talked to Governor Rick Perry today. We have a very strong operation in Texas. We have a very strong operation in Georgia. Our goal is through Super Tuesday, we then go to Alabama and Mississippi, and then we go to Texas. And our hope is by the time we get to Texas on April 6th, that we'll basically be pretty close to a tie with Governor Romney. I think that the positive ideas we're developing, the dramatic contrast. He talks about not caring about the poor because they've got a safety net. I want to create a springboard to help them all get jobs and to help them all work and to help them all have a chance to pursue happiness. They ridiculed my ideas about us competing in space. I don't want to let the Chinese and the Russians dominate space. And when you go to the Wright brothers' home, you look at what they did and how they did it. and you realize they discovered how to fly for $500 while the U.S. government was throwing away $50,000 in the same cycle, failing to fly. It's a pretty good model for what I want to do, liberating space from the bureaucracy, getting entrepreneurs to come in and do exciting, positive things for America's future. By the way, things which will create jobs in America and make us once again the technological leader of the world, which is, I think, what we've got to be. We're only going to be a successful country if we are consistently the most innovative and the most technologically advanced country in the world.
All right, so I think we've heard enough from the candidates, don't you? 800-510-8255. We'll get to your calls after we listen to a few of the hosts on this. Here's some of the blog activity. Linda says, Ron Paul, the only candidate for America and for Americans. We stand strong in support for you, Ron Paul. And Terry says, yep, I have the bug. Time to go back to the default settings. Go, Ron, go. From Fox, Greta Van Susteren talked to Michelle Bachmann about the caucus in Minnesota, where she's from.
This isn't binding in Minnesota, is it?
It's not binding. It's very different. Minnesota is a grassroots state. I love the way politics is done there because anyone can show up. You don't have to be a Republican to show up tonight. Anyone can show up. You can caucus. But from there, a very few people will go on to the Senate District Convention. And then from there, even fewer people will go on to the Congressional Convention. Then from there, even fewer people go to the State Convention. So the people who showed up tonight and who voted tonight won't necessarily be the people who are voting on the final night, which is the state.
When is the State Convention likely to be?
Oh, it's later on this spring, a long time from now. So we won't know for a long time how many delegates. So this is a good indicator of like a beauty contest. You might say it's not binding, but we'll know later, much later this spring.
All right, so if theoretically you could win tonight, like yes. Senator Rick Santorum is likely due to Minnesota, but by the time you get down to the state convention, there could be another candidate who wins the state convention delegates.
It could be because you may have slates of Ron Paul or Romney or Gingrich or Santorum, where everyone is committed to one candidate, win, and it may not be reflective of tonight.
How can that be fair? I mean, how does that make any sense whatsoever? Why would you campaign in Minnesota for tonight? I mean, I guess it's sort of symbolically, but I mean, this could be very painful at the state convention.
Well, it's a great system because each of the candidates have the opportunity to recruit anyone they want to come out tonight. Then it's up to them to continue recruiting of the number that are there. They have to continue to recruit their slate to go on to the next level, and it's four levels. So it's very involved, very complicated, but if you're highly motivated and if the grassroots base likes you, they'll stick with you. But I think this is interesting because if you look at Minnesota, Santorum now is at 43, Santorum's at 55 in Missouri, 50 in Colorado. This is showing he's having a great night, but it really reflects what's on the voters' minds. And I think especially in this last week, this is reflective of President Obama and the big mistake that he's made on Obamacare with the contraception and the fact that he's mandating that the Catholic Church and other organizations have to make these purchases of health care decisions based on reproductive rights. If that's the case, I think you're seeing a lot of people react against President Obama's policies.
So there's Michelle Bachmann with the Greta Van Susteren, 800-510-8255. Okay, so that's the right of center side of things. On the left, here is Lawrence O'Donnell talking to Steve Schmidt, who was the former advisor to John McCain's campaign, and Howard Fineman, who's a writer with the Huffington Post, about Rick Santorum's wins.
What do these results mean to you at first glance, with Santorum having what looks like the night he needed to have?
At first glance, Lawrence, I don't think they changed the overall trajectory of the race. I think that Mitt Romney is highly likely, barring catastrophe, to be the Republican nominee. I think it's a bad night for Newt Gingrich because it gives Rick Santorum some claim that he's the chief alternative to Governor Romney heading forward to the March 5th Super Tuesday states. I do think one of the interesting aspects of it, and you've talked about it before, is that on the Republican primary, coming in second place is usually a ticket to ride in the next election. So I think that's one reason you're going to see Rick Santorum to keep going, to establish himself as the solid runner-up in that contest he's now in against Newt Gingrich.
Howard Feynman, there's a PPP poll out today talking about the personal popularity of these candidates. And it found that Rick Santorum's personal popularity in all three of the states that we're talking about tonight is over 70%. 74% in Minnesota, 72% in Missouri, 71% in Colorado. Mitt Romney's favorable rating is 47%. Gingrich's 47% favorable. This seems to me to be a problem for Mitt Romney. He's been running for president much longer than Rick Santorum. He's had more time to become favorable to these voters and Republican voters in particular. And yet here you have, in these states today, Republicans leaving their homes to go somewhere to vote for someone other than Mitt Romney.
Yeah, and that's the point that I would make here, Lawrence. Perhaps Steve Schmidt is right about the inevitability of Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney is still one of the weakest, if not the weakest, front runner for a party nomination I've seen in all the years I've been covering politics, and I think it's been true that's true for the last half century at least. He may be inevitable, but he's the weakest inevitable that I've seen. And even though Missouri, for example, was a, quote, beauty pageant and no delegates were directly at stake, the fact that Rick Santorum, the numbers really for Rick Santorum are less significant tonight than the numbers for Mitt Romney. Right now, 25% in Missouri, 18% in third place in Minnesota. This is a terrible, terrible statement to make about somebody who's supposed to be inevitable. And part of it has to do with the way he's campaigned, and that has sunk in with voters, including Republican voters. I don't think there's any way you can interpret the vote in Missouri, beauty contest though it may be, other than to say that they don't think Mitt Romney's a beauty because he's been campaigning so negatively. His campaign is basically based on taking a paddle and trying to keep everybody else from climbing into the rowboat with him. And that's the way he's run, and he's paying a price for it, winning ugly.
All right. So there is the, you get what you expect from these guys, the left and the right, that it's important for us to hear all of this, and that's why we're, I think the focus here is pretty clear, and that's what makes this kind of exciting. In fact, 800-510-8255, what's more exciting, your calls are next here on the Countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders and reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Coming up, a discussion of the Clint Eastwood ad for Chrysler. That's in a few minutes. Right now, though, your calls on all the politicians, their promises, the GOP primary. Here's Bonnie in Oklahoma.
I think they're all crooks up there. They do anything and everything to get money from the taxpayers. And I think Obama is the biggest crook of all, and Eric Holder is another biggest crook of all. And the reason young people can't find a job is because they cannot pass drug tests. I think he was 55 years old. He went out there with some 25-year-old kids, and they could not pass the drug test, and he got the job. And I'd like to see him keep Obama off the TV for a while. I'm so tired of looking at his big mouth.
All right, there's that lady who's got some strong opinions. Thank you. Dave says, I would rather, I thought this was pretty interesting, read Ron Paul's writings than listen to all these people talk. Okay. Misty in Texas with thoughts.
Yeah, I think this is ridiculous. I live in Austin, and I know for the last at least 10 years they've been trying to re-beautify the eastern side. And part of the whole process has been, you know, one, to criminalize the poor. They arrest people who are sitting on the street or loitering. And I wonder how many projects have been brought in through our Congress people who've been sitting up there for years. I think we need to push for reform, make it known, like use a votesmart.org, and, you know, so we can easily find where these people are putting money. And then, two, I think we need to set for restrictions on how long they can sit in for their term and how many times they can go for reelection.
800-510-8255. I find an interesting trend here, and I just noticed this. You may or may not have heard the story, but if you've been following the GOP debates, you may remember during the final one in Florida, Mitt Romney accused Newt Gingrich of pitching his infamous moon base as a way to pander to voters in Florida. Many of the voters down there rely on the aerospace industry to make ends meet. It wasn't the first time Gingrich stood accused of exchanging pork for votes and support. Facing primary challenges back in 1992, Gingrich openly made the case to his constituents that he'd be able to leverage his position as the House Minority Whip to bring federal dollars to his district. That was back in 92. The apparent quid pro quo caught the eye of columnist George Will, who included the congressman's pitch verbatim in a column called A Tale of Pork Barrel Georgians. Gingrich said, if you had the choice between the number two ranking Republican in the House or you have a freshman who doesn't have any idea who the cabinet members are, has never met any of them, has never worked with the president, which one do you think can do more for your county? food for thought. 51 past the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
People are out of work and they're hurting. And they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback. And we're all scared because this isn't the game. The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything. But we all pulled together. Now Motor City is fighting again. This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime, America. And our second half's about to begin.
So those words are the controversy. If you haven't heard, not many people haven't heard the Clint Eastwood controversy, the essence of what he said. Some people have taken it that he supports Barack Obama. If you knew his politics, you knew that wouldn't be the case, or isn't the case. He was hired by Chrysler to do this, period, end of story. But that doesn't stop people from yapping about it, including Bill O'Reilly, who talked to PR consultants Mike Paul and Peter Shankman about Clint Eastwood's ad and the response from America.
All right, just moments ago before airtime, Clint Eastwood gave us a statement. I'm going to read it to you, quote. I just want to say that the spin stops with you guys. There's no spin in that ad. On that, I'm certain. I am certainly not politically affiliated with Mr. Obama. It was meant to be a message just about job growth and the spirit of America. I think all politicians will agree with it. I thought the spirit was okay. I'm not supporting any politician. Chrysler, to their credit, didn't even have cars in the ad. Anything they gave me went to charity. And if Obama or any other politician wants to run with the spirit of the ad, I say go for it, unquote, Clint Eastwood. All right, now, Mr. Paul. I take him at his word that this wasn't an overt political ad or anything that Clint Eastwood did for President Obama. Do you take him at his word?
Well, from Clint's perspective,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No. He's an honest man. I know this guy for a long time. He's about as straight shooter as you could possibly get.
Oh, I agree with you.
All right. So, but subliminally, Karl Rove and you took it as a favorable to Obama.
Well, that's what advertising is all about.
This is a car ad, though.
Yes, but the reason why ads work is because when we're not thinking, we're thinking. There's something else happening. It's branding, literally,
in our
mind.
Okay, but what grabbed you about the ad that made you think it was in favor of the president?
It, to me, was a classic thank you ad. thank you for bailing us out.
Even though he didn't say anything about bailing us out.
He didn't have to say so.
Okay, so it was, you took it as because President Obama put a lot of stimulus money into Detroit,
that's
all right, that this was a thank you for doing that. Mr. Shank.
We weren't here a year ago tonight talking about how Eminem, the Eminem ad that originally started the Detroit is on its way back movement, was a political ploy. This was an ad that followed.
An
ad that followed a year ago when Detroit first came up with the ad that Detroit is on its way back, buy American cars. It was a very successful ad. Detroit said, let's do it again, and they used
Chrysler said, not
let's
everybody in Detroit.
They said, let's
right,
use a different.
But the point is that smart guys like Mr. Paul and Karl Rove, you would see that both of them are smart guys. Okay,
very
all right,
smart guys.
They took it as a subliminal political message that the government in Washington, giving taxpayer money to private industry to keep them from going down, was worthy and good. That's how they took it.
That's right.
And you know, that's the beauty of subliminal ads. You can take it any way you want it. When I started watching
Did you take it that way?
I started watching it with my father. I turned to my dad and said, is Clint Eastwood announcing he's running for office? That was my first take, is that he was actually doing an ad announcement that he's joining the
fight. So you, stimulus or bailout money didn't enter your mind at all?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Okay. This is a fascinating discussion. Okay. So now Eastwood, who I think tried to do a good thing, all right, would you both see that he tried to do a good thing?
Yeah.
He's trying to get Americans saying, we're coming back, we're going to rally around, we got bad times, we'll work our way out of it like we've always done. Now this guy's getting hammered as an ideologue. He's caught in the political wars. So, you know, that's why people are cautious about doing any of this stuff. I don't think that's fair to Eastwood, though.
No, it isn't. This is a bunch of nonsense. Here's host Steve Gill talking about Eastwood's ad.
Now, you know, the spot's supposed to be encouraging. I think it is. I mean, I think it's a great spot. And you know, I had a friend yesterday who was pointing out, wait, listen to the spot. He's not saying we need Obama for the second half. He's basically saying, look, we need to get up, dust ourselves off, and get past this troubled time. And the troubled time is Obama in the White House. So I guess you could argue it either way, that either it's sort of a pro-bailout, you know, we bailed out Detroit and it's Detroit's working, or it's, you know, we need to dust ourselves off and have that revival spirit that Chrysler and Detroit are trying to do with a second chance. I mean, we're a country of second chances. We serve a God of second chances. If you're a Christian, I mean, he gives us a do-over. Give us the do-over button. So, I mean, you could argue this commercial, I think, either way. And when you go to the track record of Clint Eastwood, he said he's not for Obama. I mean, he said clearly, look, anybody who thinks I'm a pro-Obama guy hadn't been paying attention.
There you go. Gets it. Okay, the big story of the hour is what happened in the caucuses yesterday. It's